Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Tone, one half of the best black movie review podcast in the world, Craig. This episode of the Blackbusters podcast is brought to you by Amazon Prime. Prime is more than just free shipping. Prime brings you closer to the things you care about today through shopping, streaming, and savings. For example, did you know that you can listen to your favorite podcasts, like ours, through Amazon Music? Yep. You can also watch your favorite movies, like the ones we review on Blackbusters, on Amazon Prime Video. Yep. But it doesn't stop there. You can use Prime to get more out of your interests. From purchasing behind-the-scenes books about your favorite movies to listening to soundtracks of your favorite films. Yep. Whatever you're into, or just getting into, Prime can help you get closer to it. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to sign up. From movies and music to passions and podcasts, it's on Prime.
Blackbusters.
What's cracking, family? We are back with another episode of Blackbusters, the best movie review podcast in the world.
In the world, Craig.
Man, we got a day today.
Mm-hmm.
We got a conversation to have,
yes,
man.
Yes, we have a conversation.
We are doing a classic film, man. Mm-hmm. And before I get started, of course, I'm Big Jaya, your host,
mm-hmm.
and my co-host.
I bust the tone moves, Ja. Stupid tone moves.
What? What the hell are you talking about?
The tone moves, Ja.
So why? I bust the tone moves. My co-host, Mr. Bust the Tone Moves. Man, and if any of y'all
nigga.
Know. Nigga. Motherfucker. Man. Oh, man. It's crazy. We are doing Fresh.
Yeah.
Finally doing Fresh, y'all.
Yeah.
We've been in the comments. Y'all been asking for it. We're not going to do Fresh.
Mm-hmm.
We doing Fresh today.
Yes.
And I'm excited about it because it's one of my favorite movies as a young dude growing up. Man, Fresh is one of them ones, man.
Yeah. How did you feel about watching? First of all, when was the last time you watched Fresh?
Last time I seen Fresh, honestly, it was probably about over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So probably like I was in my late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was a minute ago. It might have been longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
I might have been fresh out of college or something like that.
Right.
But
I rewatched it, I remembered the story.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to say vaguely. Like I knew what was going to happen, but I did not remember specifically
right.
how the movie played out.
Okay.
But this time around, there's a scene in this movie that makes this movie so freaking awesome
okay.
that I hadn't connected until okay. this last watch. So okay. as we go through, once we go past that tripwire, I'll be like, that was the scene.
That was the scene.
That was the scene that, okay. that made this movie doper than what I remember.
Okay. See, all right. So the rewatch was interesting for me. But I'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
So Fresh, starring Sean Nelson.
Yeah.
Sean Nelson as Fresh. That's his name, and don't wear it out.
Mm-hmm.
Some of y'all know him from The Wood.
Yep.
He's Big Mike mm-hmm. from The Wood. But this is when he was a kid, man. He was a young dude. Sean Nelson was Fresh. That was his only name.
He was Fresh.
He didn't have no real name, man. Yeah. He had Fresh. No last name, just Fresh.
I have no idea who he is.
We have no clue.
Right. Right.
And, he did. I'm sure this was New York.
100%.
Right, of course. You know, a young boy, he had to be, what, 12, 13?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 11, between 11 and 13?
Yeah. Like, they didn't mention I was trying to mention if he was a freshman. But they seem young. No, they was double dutching. He was middle school.
The girl that he was into was clearly 11, 12.
Yeah. So this is middle school.
We giving Fresh the age of 11 to 13. I'm saying 12, really.
Maybe 7th to 8th grade.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Middle school. Mm-hmm. So junior high. And he's growing up and he in a household full of cousins.
Yeah.
And a grandmother and an auntie.
Yeah.
Aunt Frances.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt Frances is the owner of the apartment they live in.
Yeah.
And he has so many cousins. And
it was a gang of them in there.
It was a gang of them. A grip.
It reminded me of like the Ghostface song, like the all that. Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
Four to bed, two at the feet, two at the head.
Used to sleep with Johnny went to bed.
Yeah. Is that.
Yeah.
And it was a typical LA, I would say LA, but a typical New York upbringing. If you're from the hood, a lot of times you, and your family's broken up. You're not really raised by your parents. You're raised by a granny or auntie, and that was his case. He was raised by his Aunt Frances, along with several other cousins that had no names.
Yeah.
And
they've been in group homes.
And clearly no personality either.
Yeah, they was just surviving.
They were surviving, happy to be in the house.
Was surviving.
It shows that, he navigates through New York.
Yeah.
And he's not even a corner boy yet. He's so young. He's like an errand boy.
He's like a...
But he's picking up drops. He's dropping off stuff.
I was trying to think of what I would describe him as. He's like a... I was like, is Fresh a hustler? But he's more than a hustler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like almost like a... Like a boss, he's like in like a boss apprenticeship.
He was doing,
right?
He was doing a little bit of everything.
He was doing a little bit of everything, and they established right off the bat that like, this ain't no regular kid.
Right.
You know, he's not he's got the trust and the ear and the respect. From the bosses, from the guys that run the shit.
Bosses.
You know, they established that right off the bat.
And it wasn't, at first I was like, man, this dude's too young to be doing this. But I think that was the point.
Mm-hmm.
He was too young. They even had the older kids, the older youngsters
that
was like jealous of him.
Mm-hmm.
Like the little missing tooth.
Yeah, little missing tooth. Barukwa.
Herbie.
Yeah.
Herbie.
Yeah.
Herbie didn't like him because he was walking around the city picking up like packages and dropping off stuff and picking up money.
Yeah.
And like, hey, man.
And was about the business.
About the business.
You owe me, you like at the opening scene where the Puerto Rican grandma or mom is trying to, you know, telling him about you need to be fucking with my daughter
or
my, you
my
know,
granddaughter.
My granddaughter.
Uh-huh.
You need to be with my granddaughter. You know, she needs something like you while she counting out.
What was her name? The granddaughter.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember. But yeah, her.
But while she's doing that, she counting out, you know what I mean, the heroin tabs, and he ain't lost count. And when she think it's done and give him the package, he like, yeah, you short one.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be 10.
It's supposed to be 20.
20, yeah.
It's supposed to be 20.
Yeah.
You short one. But she was trying to butter him up from the door.
Yeah.
Open the, hey, how you doing?
Running okie doke.
Oh, my
trying to keep one of
them. Chachito, how you doing? And blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And he walked in there. He stared at the older man that's sitting on the couch vegetating.
Yep.
And then he sat down and she gave him some cookies. And so she got straight to the point. He's a kid. Let me give him some milk.
Let me
and
some
cookies.
Sugar.
Yeah.
Let me, while I try to.
And he opened up that box and started fucking them cookies up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he's a kid. So he's eating the cookies, drinking the milk, and she's just talking to him, trying to butter him up to, hey, my granddaughter likes you, and she wonder why you don't talk to her and this and the other, blah, blah, blah. She's a good girl. You should. And this is a grandmother trying to hook this 11-year-old boy up with her granddaughter.
While she running some okey-doke on the
side. Right. And Fresh knows what she's doing.
Yep.
Even if we don't.
Yep.
Even if we don't. Because at first, it looks like this is a grandmother. He about to go pick up some stuff to go to school with, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out, it's packs. It's packs of dope.
Yep.
And he's like, hey, I hear all the hooking me up with your granddaughter and all
it's
that.
Supposed to be 20.
It's supposed to be 20.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Right.
Let's practice.
Right.
And she was like, oh, you know, my eyes. I'm so sorry. She went back to the counter and picked that one little small pack to make 20. Mm-hmm. And they purposely showed you her arm.
Yep.
She had them bruises on the arm, them scars, them injection scars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let her know she a fiend.
She a fiend. That's why she was trying to slip one.
Damn, Nana.
Yeah.
Abuelita. man, she on that stuff.
But established that, like, Fresh got an eye.
Yeah.
He wasn't supposed to be 20. He wasn't going for no okie doke.
Hey, if Esteban don't get with it, don't get all 20, he gonna be mad.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So she was like, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, let me go get back and see, man. Oh, there's one more left. I'm so old. My eyes, I'm sorry. You know, my old age. Nah, let me get that pack. Let me get that 20.
Then he runs up in the I don't know if it's a cookhouse or what with Lucky, homie with the tooth.
Herbie.
Uh-huh. And was like, you in here with the bitches.
Yeah. So he walk in, is women maybe about five or six women at a table cooking up or chopping up or bagging up, whatever. And he walks past them and it's a dude over there on the scale.
Yep.
Weighing the weight, weighing the dope. You know what I'm saying? And he's instantly talking shit. Yo, what's up, little man, little nigga? What's up, man? You over here. I don't know why such and such by Esteban rock with you, man. And not me, man. You's a punk, man. I know why. Because he up in your sister. That's what he... Yo. Say something else about my sister. Yeah. I beat your ass, man. I fuck you right up. He said, man, say something else about my sister. Little dude. Now, this dude, Herbie. Herbie about 15, 16.
Yeah.
Maybe even 17.
Maybe even a little older.
Yeah.
Maybe even a little older. Right.
He might even be a little 19.
Yep.
He could be. You know what I'm saying? So, and Fresh is clearly a middle schooler.
Yeah.
He's a kid. He's smaller than him. He's shorter. Mm-hmm. Don't have no hair, facial hair, nothing.
Yep.
His voice is still high. But he says, hey, man, you telling all this shit, man. You in here with the bitches,
You
bro.
In here with the bitches. Damn.
Like, I said, whoa.
Damn.
Whoa. And the women didn't say shit.
They didn't say shit.
They bagging up.
So they've established with the two opening scenes.
The two opening scenes said a lot.
He's a kid, but he's moving around. Like, that's a hell of a thing for a 13-year-old to tell an 18-year-old.
Right.
He got you in here with the bitches.
Shut up talking to me, bro.
Stop talking to me.
Yeah, don't even mention my sister,
stop
bro.
Stop talking to
you
me.
You don't deserve to mention my sister, bro. Yeah. You ain't here with the broads, bro.
But, and the thing is that, and he's not, like, bombastic with it.
He's just very matter of fact.
Man. Just very, like, and that's what makes him so cold, is the fact that he's so matter of fact. And not like cold as in evil, but just cold as in, like...
Stern.
And I think that type of... integrity.
Everybody saw it. Everybody, he saw it. The kid, Herbie, he was like,
yeah.
I wish I had that.
I wish it's I envious. Had that.
The women was like, hey, when he said something about them, they was quiet.
Yep.
And he was like, I mean, I got my own little harem, the dude Herbie. He was like, what you mean I'm in here with the bras? Oh, yeah, I'm in here with the bitches because I'm smashing them all.
It was like,
hey, boy, you ain't smashing nothing.
You ain't smashing shit.
Yeah.
He
was like, I got my own little full deck of cars over here, man. He said, the only hand you got is your five fingers.
Boom.
And then he overlooked the stupid. He was like,
yep.
So... the cookies and milk was great. It let you know, oh, this dude, young boy, he's still a kid. I mean, he's about business, but he can't resist the cookies and milk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But when it's about business, talking to the older dude, like, bro, you in here with the chicks, man. Stop talking to me. Bro, just hurry up and bag up this stuff. I need five.
Yeah.
I need five packs, man. Stop playing with me. You know what I'm saying? Keep my sister name out your mouth and give me them five packs or else.
And he out. Yep.
Hurry up, man. I got to get to school.
He
kept saying that. The first two scenes, this is early in the morning, he was like, why you ain't got the packs yet? It's 8 o'clock in the morning. I got to be at school. That's why I'm here so early.
I got to get to school. I've been late twice this week with y'all.
Yeah. I'm going to get in trouble. So it was a real interesting dynamic with Fresh. He was a little boy, probably Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It remind me of Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or the Bronx even. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of Spanish people up in the Bronx.
Yeah.
And he was just felt like Bronx, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Both two of his homeboys were Spanish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it was a good mixture of that. So he was about his business, and everything was straight. I'm in your eyes. You know, in the street, he's talking to the grandmother, both his elders, even the older dude at the cook spot. Hey man, I need five.
Yeah,
everything was very direct in your eyes.
Yes,
he get to school. His face, his eyes on the ground because he in trouble. The teacher is on his head.
Yeah.
Where's your doctor's note? Where's your lace slip? And he's just sitting there.
Yeah.
Like a little boy.
That was really interesting.
That was on purpose. That had to be intentional, man.
The dynamic of how he could be so hard in one way and then very much a kid vulnerable. In another way, vulnerable, yeah. Right? Like, can't even hold eye contact with you know.
In front of the class, embarrassed.
Yeah, and then when they're out on the playground, yeah. He's looking at the girl that he likes, and, you know, he yeah. can't even, like, even look at her.
Right.
And then when he goes and talks to her, it's on that kid stuff.
Yeah.
Stop looking at me. Yeah. You know.
Hey, but was that the most innocent conversation?
Yeah.
Bro, I loved it. Yeah. So this movie, it catches, it caught me. Mm-hmm. Because it's so realistic.
Yeah.
Like, what do you talk to when you're 11, 12, 13 years old? Mm-hmm. What are you actually saying to a girl?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That you like but don't like because you don't want her to know that you like her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But you got to say something to her. Your homeboys are teasing you. Oh, man, you like yeah. her, man. You, oh, man, you're going over there, man. Mm-hmm. Let me see. She got you. Oh, she got a hold of you, man.
Right, right, right.
And he's over there like, man shut up.
Shut up.
You yeah, right, that's right. it. Like a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when he's at school, he's trying his, not trying his best, he is just a kid.
He's a kid.
I think he's trying his best to be an adult in the streets.
It's almost like, okay, so this is a great example. When he goes and talks to the girl,
uh-huh.
his crush, he comes at her very much in a child, you know, situation.
Trying to be grown.
Stop looking at me, yeah. da-da-da. And then they have the amount, I'm going to drive a Ferrari Testarossa, da-da-da-da.
What you gonna have?
So much a kid. Now, let's contrast that with the way he talked to the grown woman fiend.
Yeah.
The one who was like, I'm trying to get with Esteban.
Yeah.
And
I'm trying to get with Jake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell him I'll
stop. Let me talk to Jake.
Yeah. I'll suck his dick. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'll fuck you in yeah. the car. And he slapped her.
Slapped her in the mouth mid bag.
Get that shit up out of here.
I mean, go up there to such and such house. Such as, I mean, he liked to fuck on little toothless fiends. Man.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Right. So it's like, how is this kid capable of both of these conversations? That's what kind of makes this movie work, is that, like,
him.
You would him. It would seem unbelievable. Like, how? But, like, right. no, like, when he's in the, it's like when he's on the clock, he's on the clock.
Yes.
Right? And when he's not on the clock, he's a boy. He's a little boy.
He's a boy, bro.
He's a boy.
Yeah. And it's almost like a relief. He don't say much.
Mm-hmm.
When he's with the kids, when he's with his homeboys,
yeah.
he don't talk.
Yeah.
He just sits there and observes. You know what I'm saying? I think he's using up all that bandwidth in the streets talking to these gangsters and these hustlers and these mm-hmm. dope dealers and these hoes and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on the corner. He's on the block. Like pitching work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They pulled him. What's up, little man? What's the deal for today?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, two for ten.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
He look over there, look at this little corner, his watch out kid, the watch out dudes. He look up in the building. They like, yeah, they give him the nod. He mm-hmm. get up, he go get to work and come
yep,
back.
Yep.
Like he's moving the way a teenager, grown man is moving.
The way he was serving the fiends when it was trying to fuck him up over the math.
Yeah.
He was like, you trying, you know what I mean? Or
let me get 5 for 20.
He said, man, 5 times 5, 25.
Yeah, come on.
Stop fucking with me, right?
Stop playing.
And then
bro.
The other guy, and he was like, listen, you know, like, I'll sell it to you. You don't like it, come back. I'll give you money back. But yeah. don't you fucking come around here trying to buy ever again.
Yeah.
Like, he's like serving.
And everything, he's not a bullshit artist.
Right, no.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that's why it works in the streets because there's no leeway with him.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the woman, like, you can saw her, like, the fiend, she was working her way up to offer the box, mm-hmm. offer the mouth to Jake. She was like, come on, man, just, all right, tell him, Jake, I'll suck him up real good, man. Just, let me talk to him. Mm-hmm. He said, man, Jake ain't going to talk to you right now.
Yeah.
He don't want none of what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, man, I'll take you in the car. I'll suck you up real good, too.
Mm-hmm.
She's a fiend. And you can see the face. That scene, to me, was dope. Whoever that actress is amazing.
She was great.
She did her thing because
she was great.
It wasn't over the top. It looked like she resented, she was kind of reluctant to say it, but mm-hmm. the drugs made her say it.
Yeah.
She was like,
I'll fuck you.
I'll let you fuck me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll let you get some of this good stuff, baby. Just go ahead and let me get a couple.
After the slap, the acting was so well because it was disappointment in both characters.
Man.
You could see the disappointment in her that she even went that far, and you could low-key see the disappointment in Fresh that I had to, like...
That ain't him.
That I gotta slap you.
You know why?
Mm-hmm.
We find that later on, I feel like, why he felt that terrible. You can see it when he slapped her mid-bag.
Mm-hmm.
She looked at him like, almost slapping her out of that trance.
Yeah.
Like he was offering sex to a little boy. You probably got a son my age.
Right, right.
And she looked so ashamed.
She looked ashamed.
Shocked mm-hmm. and hurt. And he looked ashamed of himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he could tell he slapped her. Mm-hmm. So go down the block with that bullshit, man.
And you could tell, like, there was a moment, like, damn.
Damn.
And then Jake start rolling.
Jake is the big, Jake plays the big homie.
Yeah.
He's like a, he's a corner boy. Mm-hmm. With a big mouth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And a temper.
And a temper, a terrible temper.
Hell yeah.
Right? So, and Fresh is like his little homie.
Mm-hmm.
There's a boss, and we'll get to that later. But Jake is like a foot soldier, like a lieutenant.
Yeah.
He's not a boss, but like mm-hmm. a little lieutenant.
He's a lieutenant.
And he thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And it shows you what type of guy he is. Jake is, he's like on the stoop behind Fresh, mm-hmm. maybe about
watching this whole situation.
Watching this whole thing take place.
Yeah.
And when he slapped a woman and the woman walked off,
mm-hmm.
he thought that was hilarious.
He was crying.
Yeah.
Now let's take a beat to talk about this character, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
This movie is well acted. This movie is well acted. And where it isn't well acted, it's obvious, right?
Right.
The kids are clunky, yeah. right? Like, you know, the kids mm-hmm. are doing the best that they can,
mm-hmm.
and they're okay, right?
And I think their okayness is amazing.
Yeah.
Because you're not supposed to be
to be that good.
You're not supposed to be that yeah. good at 10, 11, 12 years old.
Yeah, because even Fresh is a little clunky as he's an actor. Little,
yes.
He's a little like a little amateurish with the lines,
uh-huh.
you know what I mean? But his face is great.
They probably, when he auditioned for this, they said, this guy has a look,
yeah.
this kid. You know what I'm saying?
He's got that.
He says so much just by staring.
Exactly.
He did a lot of just staring you down
mm-hmm.
and just pondering you. He did a lot of thinking in this film.
A lot of patience. Yeah, yeah.
That right there was dope to me. You know what I mean?
Giancarlo was awesome. Sam Jackson was awesome. And Bush was awesome. You know, all of these.
I liked Corky too, man.
Corky was awesome.
Corky was doing his thing.
Now, Jake is the. He went to Juilliard.
Jake went to Juilliard.
He went to Juilliard.
Jake went to Juilliard.
Yeah.
And I've never met such a well-spoken thug
exactly.
in my entire
exactly.
life. I guarantee you Jake has played Othello on stage before.
Yes.
He's done that before,
yes.
for sure.
When they talk about actors who say, like, you know, I studied at Juilliard. I went to Cambridge
right. yes.
for acting,
uh-huh.
and there was nothing out there for me except Thug Number One.
Yeah.
That's what they're talking about.
And I finally got a thug that had a name. His name is Jake.
Yeah.
I took it.
Yeah.
I took it.
Because his gangster is way too polished.
Yes.
You know what I mean? To be
very theatrical.
Very theatrical.
I'm going to bust his shit, man.
I'm going to bust his shit. This nigga is not paying me.
This nigga's lying, man. Yo, Coke, man. This nigga's lying. He's lying, man. I said, ooh, Jake.
Fantastic.
Jake from upstate.
Yeah.
Jake from Rochester, man.
Jake from Poughkeepsie.
Right.
I could tell, you could always tell that the thug is going to be fake the way he wears his bandana.
Yeah.
Right? Like
more like a
pirate.
Yeah, more like a pirate.
Yeah.
Than the thug,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Like either they nod it out in front,
uh-huh.
which is another clear sign that the right. gangster is going to be fake.
Uh-huh.
Or they Pirates of the Caribbean it. And right, so right. they
the Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow this shit.
The Jake Sparrow. The
Jake Sparrow.
Yeah.
He Jake Sparrow this shit. Again, not a bad actor. But
nah.
but you could tell, like, yeah,
he was,
this role is not him.
It's not him. Let me tell you how good of an actor he is
mm-hmm.
that it works still.
Yeah, it, exactly.
I noticed the polished. Mm-hmm. I noticed that the little, not whitewash, but I noticed that.
The pronunciations.
Yeah, and the reason why I'll give it to him. Cause his nigga was solid.
Yeah,
him saying nigga mm-hmm. didn't sound okay. Yeah. It flowed.
Yeah,
okay. So he one of them, but he's still Juilliard.
It came all the way around. Like yeah. it's like it's so bad, but you've got the passion for the role.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like you look the part to a certain extent.
Right, right, right.
And I can just hear the polish in your language.
Uh-huh.
Right, like natural colloquial language. Yeah. I don't want to say it's lazy, but it's not crisp.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so his speaking tone and his pronunciation and enunciation is just too crisp.
Yeah, too crisp.
Too crisp for the hood.
Right.
Right? And nobody else that's supposed to be in that environment,
his boys,
was that crisp.
Yeah.
Like so, so that's what made it stand out a little bit.
All right.
I got it.
Yeah.
We're rolling. But like Corky, Esteban, everybody else, man.
Herbie. Spike.
Yeah.
Spike ended up being the old boy from the Puerto Rican dude from Half Baked.
Yep. Working early.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leaning on the wall.
Yeah, he's such a dope actor, and he had very little lines. He didn't have a line until at the end of the movie.
Right.
And he killed it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's one baby, this motherfucker, man, let's get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah.
I said, he's legit. Yeah, he's super legit.
Legit.
He's super, you can tell he's from there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
there's an authenticity.
Yes, sir.
So that's the only thing that you know, it's not even like a nitpick. It's just an observation that like
I enjoyed Jake. Pause.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was just more I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're a little too popular, a little too seasoned.
There's another thing. This is a weird hood movie.
Yeah.
Because this is definitely a hood movie.
For sure.
But it's written by an Israeli guy.
Yeah.
Written and directed by an Israeli guy.
Yeah.
And normally that doesn't work. Right? Right. Like normally.
Shout out to Baz or Boz Yakin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This movie sometimes works like an art film.
Yes.
Like some of the dissolves and the transitions and the music.
Well, let's say this.
Mm-hmm.
This is Spike Lee written all over it.
Yeah.
No disrespect. I love the film. That's why we're doing it. Yeah. Brother Yakin. But this is definitely, feels Spike. I feel influenced by Spike.
Yeah.
You know, or at least, because Spike was influenced by a lot of artists, mm-hmm. a lot of illustrators, a lot of photographers.
Yeah, yeah.
So if not, Spike definitely, Spike's influences was his too.
Yeah.
At least in some way. The stare down, the zoom ins, the push ins, I know just a close, the music.
The music.
Oh, yeah.
The music.
The way they talk, come here, man.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to the man. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. We got to go, man. Like, yep. The kids, the very, very Crooklyn-ish.
Very Crooklyn-ish.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know
very
what I'm saying?
Crooklyn-ish. Like, yeah. But it worked.
Oh, I loved it.
But it worked.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I agree with you. It felt like artsy sometimes.
Felt artsy.
Definitely felt like the dialogue, some of the things they were saying.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I know it's 94, but even in 94,
yeah.
I was around then.
Yes.
They don't really say this like that.
They don't say this like that. You know what I'm saying? Right.
And it came from like, it's almost, I promise you, as I was watching it, I was like, I forgot who wrote. I was like, who wrote this?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably not a black dude.
Yeah.
I promise you. I was thinking, this is not a black dude that wrote this film.
But I think like if I had like dug into like this guy, like where did he grow up? I mm-hmm. bet he grew up in New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was born in New York.
Uh-huh.
Israeli born.
Right.
His family are Assyrian and Egyptian.
Uh-huh.
He attended the Bronx High School of Science.
See? I knew it.
Right? Bronx or whatever. Yeah. So I think like this is an example of somebody that grew up in that
mm-hmm.
neighborhood and area.
Yeah.
And observed and right. wanted to tell a story.
Right.
You know, about the people that he knew.
Mm-hmm.
So to that end, like, yeah, he's from there.
He's definitely from the culture.
Yeah.
I felt like
he told a good story about the culture.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. And the way he talked is like an Italian young kid, mm-hmm. a Spanish young kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? From the hood though. I didn't think it was phony at all.
Yeah.
I thought that he had the way, well, Carlo is just.
Yeah, he's he's beastly that, anyway. Yeah,
even back then,
yes.
He was a monster.
Oh, you know my God.
Yeah, so.
I love the cadence of how he talks.
Yeah.
When he speeds up and he slows down.
And that Spanish,
yeah. It's like he's everywhere with
yes,
it.
Yes, yeah.
But so authentic.
Authentic as hell.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's great.
And to see him in so many other roles that are so opposite of that character, mm-hmm. it mm-hmm. shows you the beauty of his range, man. Pause.
Yeah.
It's just, man, like, he could do it all.
Yeah.
He could play the scummiest gangbanger, thug, drug dealer.
Was
dude.
Dope then.
And, yeah, super dope. 94.
And believable.
Super believable.
Believable.
And so, even at the end of the film.
Yeah. Oh.
He did his thing.
Yeah. He was great. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, all of, like, even, what's the other guy? Corky?
Corky. Ron Price? Or
yeah.
Not Price, but is it, it was, Ron Bryce, Corky.
He was legit.
Yeah.
And completely, like the way he flashed on homie, like, don't be doing shit behind my back. Right?
And he was upset with it. He was human.
Yes.
And he was a gangster. And he was being afraid of him is a real thing. Like, mm-hmm. I believed him.
Yes.
He's a dude that you don't fuck with.
Yeah.
Like, but he had a personality.
Right.
Yeah.
And the thing is, and they were all very endearing. They really loved Fresh. They really, you know, he was having that conversation. You know, you too young.
Yeah.
But you're going to be the man.
Soon.
Right. Because like I said, like Corky paid out Fresh, and Fresh was like,
it's $100.
It's $100.
You know what I mean? He was like, man, I'll be doing lookout stuff for $50.
Mm-hmm.
It's $100.
It's $100.
And he looked there at his boys like,
shit, it's $100. Right.
It's $100, man.
It's $100. It is what it is.
You my little G.
Yeah.
You my little G. Man.
Right. So yeah.
You're going to be the man one day.
Yeah. And when we get into the back half of the movie, which I fucking love, and I can't wait to talk to you about, it's that kind of stand-up integrity that this kid's word is his bond that allows the caper to go down in such a way where people don't double-verify or confirm.
Right.
It's why whatever comes out of Fresh's mouth is taken as the truth because he's got a reputation for being stand-up, integrity.
When it comes down to him really speaking on his word and standing down on what I said, the truth, people believed him because he earned it.
Yep.
Like he built that up. And you can see it throughout the movie, his integrity, his honor. And that scene we saw with Corky, when he was like, nah, man, you ain't going to short me.
Yeah.
It's $100.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to let you short me.
Yes.
Also, in another scene with Esteban, he handed him a pack.
Of the tab that fell out of his backpack.
Of the H.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, man, this got loose in my last run.
Yep.
And he gave it to him. And Esteban was like, Esteban knew.
Yep.
He said, man, you just lost Leon $100.
Because I bet him that you were going to bring it back.
And you did. He didn't think he was going to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to let you. So right now we know that Fresh is not going to let you short him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to short you.
Right. Right.
That's integrity at 12.
Where Esteban made his mistake. Because I want to talk about Chucky in a second, and then I want to kind of get into the caper.
Yeah.
Where Esteban made the mistake is he thought he could disrespect Fresh's sister.
Come on, man.
He didn't see the through line that Fresh cares about his sister.
Right.
Like, cares about his sister.
Right.
And ain't going to let you disrespect.
About herself.
Yeah. And ain't gonna let you disrespect her.
Right.
So before we get into the caper, let's talk about my man Chucky.
Come on, man.
The dope moves.
Like, if Watch the Company You Keep was a person.
Yeah. Clown.
Like, clown.
Clown.
Clown, bro. How is someone so solid? But then again, someone as solid as Fresh is best friends with a guy like that.
It's interesting, like the relationship between. Okay, I'm making a quick jump, but I think this sets the table.
I
think
I know where you're going with it too.
Talking about the dad and the chessboard, right? So, you know, Samuel L. Jackson plays his dad, who's like, I think like obsessed with chess to the point that that's all he wants to do.
Right,
goes down to the park, catches some fish.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like Fish being chess players.
Other chess players.
Hustles them for that money.
Exactly.
Goes home, buys his pizza, booze, or the beer, whatever.
They call it hot beer.
Yeah. You know, hot beer, and does the same thing kind of like every day.
Right.
And that's his dad.
Read the paper.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like obviously smart.
Very.
Obviously brilliant.
Right.
Right? But like choosing to live this.
To underachieve. And as long as you stay by himself and do the same things every day, he never needs to have to be accountable for anything other than his own self.
He just wants to play chess.
He just wants to play chess and have no responsibilities.
Including
his son.
Aside from where they meet
at the park.
At the park, right? And so there's the game that they're playing. And this is after kind of like all the shit is going on and Fresh is dealing with some shit. and Sam Jackson, stop where you at right now. Take those pieces back. And
three moves.
And then he explained some shit to him. He said, your goal is to get my king. Right. He said, you acting like these pieces, you playing like you don't want to lose them.
Right.
These are just pieces.
Yeah.
These are just a means.
A means of getting my king.
Yeah. So connect that with the other part where he was like, every time I threaten your queen, you pull her back. Mm-hmm. Right? When I'm playing a guy that loves his queen and can't deal without his mm-hmm. queen, that's you put his queen in jeopardy and his game falls apart.
Boom.
Those are two essential pieces to the caper. So I think Chucky is a piece.
He's a piece in
Fresh's life.
He's a piece.
He's just a piece in Fresh's mm-hmm. life. And ultimately, I think once Fresh decides that he's going to do what he's going to do, all of them are just pieces.
Everybody.
Esteban's a piece. Corky's a piece. Yeah. Chucky's a piece.
Jake's a piece.
Everybody
Nicole,
is
his
just,
sister, Nikki's a piece.
Everybody's a piece, mm-hmm. right? So I think his relationship with Chucky is born out the fact that, hey, he's still a kid,
mm-hmm.
right? So he still does kid stuff.
Right.
And that's his boy.
Right.
They're all kind of like all his boys a little bit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
All for the boys. They were walking.
They cool.
It looked like a miniature juice.
Yep. You know 100% of miniature juice.
Yeah.
100% of miniature juice. So let me ask you about when do you think Fresh decided to put his mission in play?
When little mama got killed.
When the girl got killed?
Yeah.
You think he was like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
It told him, it showed you. He was like, Jake got to go, and Jake ain't going to go easy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just get rid of Jake. I got to get rid of everybody. I'm done with this life.
Yeah.
When he was holding her, helping her keep the blood from coming out of her neck,
mm-hmm.
that didn't work, obviously. She passed away in less than a minute
mm-hmm.
Or in a couple minutes. He was in shock, and he was in the precinct, and Lieutenant Perez,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Officer Perez, Detective Perez,
mm-hmm.
was questioning, like, man, you got to give me something, man. You were the only witness left there. Mm-hmm. He said, man, I didn't see nothing. I just saw the shots. I heard the shots, and I saw the people on the ground.
Yep.
I didn't see who shot who.
Mm-hmm.
I just heard the shots, and I was trying to help her. And you could tell his face there, he was done.
Yep.
That's where he was. That was a switch, like, I got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know
he was peeping the scene the entire time at the basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
He knew Jake was about to flash because Chucky was like, let's go over there and hoop. And he had his eyes on that court.
Yeah.
And then, so I think it's when baby girl got killed,
mm-hmm.
I also think when the dog ended up being vicious.
Yeah.
When they're at the dog fight.
When Chucky, they both found this pit bull, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Chucky was like, I'm about to fight this dog and make some money and get some bread.
Mm-hmm.
You over here getting bread. You running
with Esteban.
Yeah, you making paper, so let me get paper too.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're going to give me a job with Esteban.
Yeah.
No. Okay, well, then what was his name? The dog's name was, I got to get this dog. The dog's name was, it was a pit bull.
Yeah. I can't. I'm looking for the name of the dog. Their dog wins. They don't call it out on Wikipedia. But we.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember his name. I don't remember his name. But I know he had one.
Because
they wanted to go fight this dog, and
Chucky wanted to fight the dog.
Chucky was going to fight the dog. Fresh like, no, we're not fighting this. We're not fighting him. We're not fighting him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am, man. You can't tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we saw already that there were two different types of kids.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And the other two homies were just partners on the side.
Just regular kids.
They're just regular kids. Mm-hmm. But Chucky wanted to be a black kid, and Fresh was already a black kid.
Yeah.
And the other two boys were just boys.
Yeah. They're just kids.
They was homies, you know what I'm saying?
You know, playing with cards.
The other Spanish kid dressed nice. He was like a little square.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He knew who he was. The other one, mm-hmm. the other black kid just fly.
Yeah.
He was just like... happy that he was a goofball.
I'm a kid.
He's a kid.
Daddy got a good job.
He was like, man, you ain't got to, where your baseball cards at? He said, man, I ain't bring them.
Yeah.
Because I always get jacked for my cards.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He was cool.
I love it.
He was cool.
And he was so kiddy.
Yeah.
They were all kids.
They were all kids, right? Making fun of Fresh.
Man, look. Fresh is staring all in the girl's mouth. She over there playing double dutch, and she looked at him, and he caught. She caught him looking. Yeah. And he went. He just got bashful.
Looked away. I thought. Yeah. Keeping in mind that we kind of talked about this being kind of like an art movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably a bridge too far. I'm probably, you know, doing too much. But I almost kind of felt like the dog was like a metaphor for Fresh himself.
Okay.
Right? Because the dog looks sweet and looked innocent. Right? Mm-hmm. The other dog that they're fighting against, he's growling, da-da-da-da-da.
Saliva salivating at the mouth.
Fresh is wagging his, the day dog is wagging his tail and
looking the other way.
Looking around.
Dog barking at him. Yeah. Over talking, over looking
chilling,
the way.
Right? So, like, visually, you think that the dog is about to get, that Fresh's dog is about to get annihilated.
Yes. Demolished.
They cut him loose. And
Fresh's dog
wins. Viciously.
Yes.
Latches onto that neck.
The big dog that's running his mouth gets annihilated.
Yeah.
He's on the ground. And Fresh's dog, it has a lock on his throat.
And I felt like Fresh is like, this is what this place will do to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to turn me into this.
Right.
I'm actually, if you just leave me alone, I'm like the dog. I'm a kid. Right? Like, I'm a kid looking at girls, playing cards, you know, coming to their drill team, you know, practicing dancing.
Yeah.
But this environment is turning me into this vicious monster like this dog.
Mm-hmm.
Because immediately after the dog wins, that's when he goes to Chucky and it's like, I'll put you on.
No more.
I'm going to put you on.
Yeah, we ain't fighting this dog. We're not fighting him no more.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. He just won.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, man. We got bigger, better things. I'm going to put you on. You put me on?
Yep.
So now he switched the game up.
He brings him to Esteban. Oh, this may be my favorite scene in the movie. One of my favorite scenes in the movie. He brings him to Esteban. Chucky leans up in the wall, crosses his arm, put one hand on his dick. And Fresh was like, what are you doing?
Standing like that, man?
What are you doing?
I know you your whole life. Why are you standing like this? You never stand.
What are you doing?
He said, shut up, man. Be quiet.
Chucky think he know better than Fresh, right?
Yeah.
He think he know better than Fresh. And Fresh is like, the fuck are you doing, man?
So he walked in. He was like, hey, who's this?
Mm-hmm.
This is my boy Chucky, the one I was telling you about.
Right.
He sat down and sat down in his chair with his robe on and said,
after smashing Fresh's sister, who was strung out.
Why did the bodyguards, the lookout niggas, so he's in the back.
Yeah.
He go in the room, they in their butt ass naked.
They naked and baby oiled.
Yeah. And she over there faded.
Faded.
Slid.
Lit.
He gets up there. And then Esteban stands up, butt naked, like,
but in
the room, man.
Mm-hmm.
You could have left with that. I would have just been in the other room waiting in the first place.
Yeah.
The fuck y'all doing?
Right.
he comes in there with a robe on, asks Chucky, why should I put you on, man?
Mm-hmm.
This nigga said, because I got the dope moves.
Yeah.
He said,
what?
He said, what? He said, I got the ill moves, yo. I got the dope moves. I got mad moves.
Yeah.
That nigga.
Yeah.
Fresh said.
It was great. It was.
He said, why don't you go wait for me in the kitchen?
Nice to meet you, Chucky.
Nice to meet you, Chucky. Wait for me in this kitchen, man. Get you something to drink.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Get soda pop.
Right. And Fresh was like, I know.
He said, I want you to do this shit by yourself, man.
Yeah.
I know, man. I need somebody to watch my back.
Mm-hmm.
He said, this ain't no small shit I got you doing, man.
But Fresh is playing the game right then.
Yeah.
I don't think Fresh was intentionally trying to sacrifice Chucky.
But it seemed like that at first.
It seemed like he was.
But that's not what he was trying to do.
I think what
he used Chucky's ignorance in his favor.
He knew Chucky was going to run his mouth.
To spread the word.
He knew Chucky was going to run his mouth, which he was counting on, because he knew that they was going to follow. You know, that Jake and them was gonna follow that pickup, right? Like, they just couldn't help it.
Right.
Because Chucky talking so much, everybody know they making a run.
Mm-hmm.
So even, like, Fresh is looking behind his back, you know what I mean? Because he's, like, expecting to be jacked at any point in time.
Right.
He goes in, he switches up the shit. You know, Chucky got the heat. He like, we don't need the heat.
I got this under control,
bro. put this shit down.
I've been maneuvering all this time without heat, bro.
We don't need the heat. He tells Chucky, almost like he almost says, like, when we get jacked, because we're about to get jacked any moment.
Drop the bag and run.
Right?
Hey, ain't nobody gonna jack me.
Mm-hmm. Don't stop being stupid. Drop the bag and let's run. Chucky's so stupid. Chucky on the subway with weight in his backpack.
Talking shit to the cops. The cop just said, man, sit down, man.
Yeah.
Or else I'll take you to the precinct. He said.
Like, you know, like.
Bruh. Chucky is the dumbest.
But believably dumb.
Oh, yeah.
But like.
And Chucky was a typical hood soldier.
Yep.
He had heart.
Yes.
He wasn't scared of shit.
He was down.
But he was too smart for his. He's so dumb. It's that saying. You're so smart. You're so dumb. You don't know when you don't know when you don't know nothing.
Yeah.
You know what you know. And you know what you don't know.
Right.
He doesn't know what he doesn't know.
He is envious of the world around him. It's like, to your point, he's not soft.
Right.
Right. But like, he has ambitions of being the man.
Right.
The same way he started corralling all them kids. You know what I mean? They following him.
Yeah,
you know,
walking all hard and
from
shit.
From here on out, call me Chuck E.
that was Spike Lee-ish.
Yeah.
He was in the close-up on the mouth.
Yeah. I'm not Chucky.
I don't want you to call me Chucky no more, man. I want you to call me Chuck E. Like Chuck D, but call me Chuck
E. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me, son?
And so the thing is that he's everything that, he's the opposite of Fresh.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know,
everybody to know I'm the man.
He talks a lot, Fresh doesn't.
Right.
He moves loudly, Fresh moves quietly.
Quietly, man. Like real G's.
Fresh, you know, demands respect, right? Chucky comes across as a clown.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Nobody was ever going to put Chucky on.
Never.
Nobody was going to ever. They weren't even going to put Chucky on as a corner boy.
Nah. Nothing.
Nothing.
It wasn't going to have him nowhere near.
Cannot have this guy.
He's going to fuck up anything you put him
exactly.
a part of.
Exactly.
You make him a part of anything, he is going to destroy that.
And so, like a chess piece, Chucky becomes Fresh's pawn.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, I think that, like, when Chucky bucked, and instead of running, which is what Fresh wanted him to do, when Chucky gets killed, that Fresh did not want that to happen.
Right. Right.
He didn't set him up to get killed. Chucky's own shit got him killed.
Right.
Right? But it was all part of the play.
All part of the play.
Yeah.
And the homie, I forget his name, I don't think he ever knew his name, the little square Puerto Rican kid.
Yeah.
Spanish kid.
Mm-hmm.
He jumped on him. It was your fault?
Yeah.
You fucking motherfucker.
Because he knew, I love that scene.
Yeah.
Because before that, the little Puerto Rican homie goes to Fresh and he's like,
"That's your best friend, nigga. Why you letting him talk?
Why you, like even he knew, yo. He knew the game and knew that
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, like he knew the game and he was like, why? Like you too smart for this, Fresh.
Yeah,
this ain't your MO.
Something's going
on. This ain't how you move.
Right.
Why you letting him tell him to shut up?
Right.
Tell him to be quiet. Right. And Fresh's response." Fresh knows that the right answer is.
You're right, man.
You're right. I need to tell him to shut up.
Instead.
And so Fresh's answer is like,
mind your business, man.
Yeah.
Mind your business.
So the Puerto Rican homie knows.
Yeah. You're doing something, right, bro.
You know, and so.
You know the homie's stupid.
Yeah.
And you letting him stay stupid.
You know the homie's stupid. You know the homie don't know how to shut the fuck up.
Right.
But you got him out here like that. The fuck? So, yeah. So when Chucky gets killed, homie jumps on him because it's like,
you.
Yo, this is 100% your fault.
Yeah.
It's real.
And it is because talking that loudly is going to get you hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He just thought that he could, before it got too out of hand, that he can handle it.
Who? Fresh?
Fresh. He thought he could handle it before it got too out of hand. Hence the run, don't shoot back, get rid of the gun.
I think Fresh was like, I need people to know about this run. I can't be the one broadcasting this run. I'm going to just basically use Chucky to talk about it. We going to get jacked, and that's okay. Because the plan is to get jacked so that they get
They can find out. Oh,
they can get the bag with the heroin.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like, you know, yeah. or was it base? Because Esteban was moving heroin, not base.
Right.
Right. And then when they opened the bag, when Corky and them opened the bag, it was like, fuck, Esteban trying to move base.
Right. That's what it was.
Yeah.
It wasn't heroin.
So that's why he needed to switch
up. But it wasn't his base.
Right.
It wasn't his, because Corky had cocaine.
Yeah.
And so he was like, nah, this ain't my shit.
Mm-hmm.
This is something else.
Right, 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 right.
And you ready for Esteban. Esteban is doing this?
Yeah.
This is too close to what I'm doing.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
And then that's when Fresh gets to see. Yeah, he want to live like you, right? Like, you know, mm-hmm. he's small time. Like, you know, so he wanted to do da-da-da-da-da-da. Making the dope move.
But it wasn't, but I wasn't running base for Esteban. I wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running base for Jake.
Set Jake up.
So Jake, we got to talk about that scene real quick. Jake on the basketball court. Jake is getting smashed, pause. He's mm-hmm. getting killed by this little kid who's super nice.
Little Marbury,
the city. Yeah. He's about 13 years old.
Serving.
And grown men, 22, can't handle him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a phenom.
He didn't miss in the gym. He didn't miss on the outside court.
And he humble about it.
Yep.
He humble about it.
Mm-hmm.
Jake's a hoe. So mm-hmm. Jake is getting embarrassed. He finally tries to stick him, pause, and he can't.
Mm-hmm.
And dude shakes him.
Yep. So he and ones him.
And ones him. He gets mad, embarrassed. He go grabs a gun and just shoots the kid.
Yeah.
In broad daylight, all the kids run.
Mm-hmm.
And he's shooting in this direction 2 or 3 times.
Bam, yeah.
Bam, bam, bam. Everybody runs. He's like, yeah, y'all tell anybody? I'm going to kill everybody in this bitch. Don't tell nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So now everybody know, don't say shit because Jake is out here.
Yep.
And so in the crossfire, not the crossfire because only one person was shooting, mm-hmm. but in the process of shooting this kid that plays this basketball phenom,
yeah.
the girl that likes Fresh is coming across the court to mm-hmm. talk to him,
mm-hmm.
and she gets hit too.
Yep.
And that's really what happened.
Yep.
That threw him like, okay, this is something, and that death is real.
Yeah.
Two innocent kids have died in front of me. That could easily mm-hmm. be me. I got to do something different.
He cared,
that's when he changed.
He cared for two people. Mm-hmm. He cared for that girl, and he cared for his sister. Right?
Now, Nikki, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
A quick scene. When we first saw Nikki, she was at Aunt Frances' house getting mm-hmm. a couple clothes so she can leave.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt Frances is the auntie that loves everybody. She's probably the goodie, the youngest sister
of
all the siblings because mm-hmm. she had like 11 or 12, 13 nieces and nephews. Mm-hmm. And she was like, well, they all going to stay with me.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And
I'm going to get them out the home.
Yep.
You know, I'll come down to the county mm-hmm. and fill out the paperwork to get them with me.
Yeah,
they can stay with me.
Right. So when Fresh came home in the first couple of scenes in the movie, no one spoke to him.
Yeah,
I thought that was weird. I said, "Damn, I don't love this nigga. Mm-hmm. What happened?"
Mm-hmm.
And now I realize, oh, he's the bad apple.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's why I gathered. And there was one scene in the mm-hmm. film that kind of threw me off out of nowhere. It just came out of nowhere. Like they must have cut a couple scenes around it, which is why it really kind of stood out as odd.
Mm-hmm.
When his cousin woke him up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Randomly.
Right.
I was like, he just had a decent conversation with his auntie.
Mm-hmm.
When she was trying to ask him to kind of talk your big sister into
staying with us.
And she didn't want to hear it.
Yep.
The sister didn't want to hear it. The next scene was him in the bed mm-hmm. and his cousin waking him up like, why you come home so late?
Yeah.
He didn't come home late. He came home cool. But or did he? I don't know.
I mean, it was obviously Fresh supposed to maybe go to school and come straight home.
Right.
And Fresh out there serving and slapping fiends.
Yeah.
And making moves, you know what right. I mean? But also
turning down dick sucks.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you know, turning down fiend ass. But she was like, listen, don't fuck this up for us.
If you mess this up for us and she kicked all of us out,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to kill you.
Yep.
I love you. You my cousin. No, we all cousins, man.
Mm-hmm.
But if you mess this up,
yeah,
I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
And she said it so endearingly. Like, she wasn't mad at him. She
don't fuck like, this hey, up man. For us.
Hey, Fresh, get up.
Yeah.
Bro, you coming home late? I'm Francis. Don't like that.
Yeah.
Don't get her mad. Because I don't want her to take it out on the rest of us. Because if you make us, you make her make us leave,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to kill you.
Man. She said, like, I'm not trying to go back to the group home.
Nah.
I'm not trying to go back.
And that was such a strong scene. It was weird to me. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to talk about this in the podcast because mm-hmm. it came out of nowhere, but it was necessary.
Yeah.
It showed you why they was quiet when he came around.
Yeah.
They didn't want him there. They loved him.
I think both him and his sister is the bad apples.
Yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. So like, they not gonna say nothing because she here, and they both here. Mm-hmm. Like the two black sheep of the family are both here
at the same time.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
shout out to my sister. I love you, Jari, mm-hmm. aka JJ. Yeah, Chelsea. when I got to middle school, and my last name is Pickett. Mm-hmm. My last name is very unique. Ain't too many Pickets around.
Right.
It's a Johnsons, Jacksons, Jenkins, Browns, and Greens, and Smiths. Mm-hmm. Ain't too many Pickets. Right. So I get to class for my first day.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, Jade Pickett. That was like present.
Mm-hmm.
Jade Pickett. My sister's name is Jari Pickett.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, you have a sister named Jari?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's my big sister. She was like, okay. And she treated me differently after that.
Yeah.
A few teachers at my school.
Was like
my mom at the middle school I went to,
mm-hmm.
and my sister was there 2 years before.
Isn't that crazy?
And she was like the Pickets. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, and so now obviously I had a little issue too in school. Mm-hmm. I was a class clown. Mm-hmm. I was goofy. So she's like, oh, you just like your sister.
Yeah.
Said you're just nicer because my sister was mean.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But so when he walked into that room, why y'all looking at me like this? Because your sister here.
Because your sister.
And now y'all both here. Y'all come from the same cloth.
Hey man, like when there's family members that have either that reputation,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, like they were like, you know, you remember playing around, cookout cousins, everything is all good until them two show up.
Yeah.
Because when them two show up, they be the ones to be having people fighting.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. You know what I mean? Yep. Or the ones that's going to hurt you.
Incite something, yeah.
Yeah, by putting you into, you know, full Nelson.
Uh-huh.
They're the ones that want to play mercy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, like they just, mm-hmm. they bring a certain energy. Mm-hmm. And you're like, mercy. Man, like everybody's having fun. They want to play Knuckles.
Right.
Right? Like, they want to
Knuckles.
They want to play
Bloody
differently
Knuckles.
Than everybody else. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's what, and they know what Fresh does. They have to know.
Of course.
Everybody knows, you know what I mean, that how Fresh be moving. Maybe the auntie don't know. Jeez. Obviously she don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, Dante was like, you know, I can't have you here.
Right.
I can't have this.
Not if you're going to be doing it.
Not if you're going to be doing this, so you got to go. So let's get to the kind of like the final parts.
Yeah.
Fresh sets everybody up.
He plays chess. The last part of the movie.
He plays chess.
He plays a masterful game of chess.
Yes.
That's life. Threatening.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Serious consequences.
Yeah, it's not a game.
If he don't get it right.
Right. Him and his sister can go.
Mm-hmm.
He used his sister as a pawn as well. But she was the queen.
Yeah.
He protected his queen, but he put her out there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Esteban thought he had to go over there and make up.
Yeah.
And question her about where you've been.
He had to. So what was the name of the guy the hustler at the store?
James.
James had to go because James had a hold over his sister.
Yeah.
Or had potential to have a hold over his sister.
Right.
So he got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Esteban got to go.
Disrespectful.
Because you disrespected my mm-hmm. sister and you trying to control her too.
Right.
Right? So you
love
go.
Me.
Yeah.
But you love her in some odd way.
Yeah, some weird way. And you want to have her. You want to possess her.
Yeah.
Right? Jake got to go because Jake got to go. We need, you know.
Jake got to go.
And Corky was just a piece.
I'm like, damn, Corky was a straight dude.
He was a straight
but
dude.
But he had his back. I feel like they could have won together. But
it goes back to what
he's going to end up finding out that he was lying about Jake.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to find out, even if Fresh is 20 years old, it's 7 years later, Fresh is 20, and Corky going to find out, man, you lied to me, you played me.
Mm-hmm.
7 years ago, you played me, lied to me about Jake.
Yeah.
You had me kill Jake and the other little homie.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah.
It would have came out.
And in some respects, so I have two thoughts on that.
Uh-huh.
Even if Corky survives, I think the relationship between Fresh and Corky is over. Mm. Because regardless, Fresh lied.
He lied,
yeah. Right? Like, you know.
So as solid as he is, mm-hmm. he's capable of lying.
And that changes the whole dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Corky had to go, echoing back to his daddy's speech about the chess pieces, and going like, don't fall in love with none of these pieces.
That scene is so great.
You have to use them all.
Chucky.
Use them all.
Corky.
To get to the king. Your goal is to get to the king.
Yeah.
So in this particular instance, Fresh's goal is to get him and his sister out the projects.
Out the projects.
So all of these people are all pieces. And Corky, which he did not have no beef with, was a means to the end.
Right.
He had to sacrifice Corky the same way you sacrifice a chess piece to try to win.
Yeah.
That's you know, Chucky was the unintended sacrifice. Yeah. Corky was just a sacrifice. It was just you. I need this to happen in order to get up out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause he didn't really do nothing wrong. Yeah, other than sell drugs.
Yeah, Corky.
But when it came to Fresh, he was grooming him.
Corky never said nothing disrespectful about.
He wasn't trying to get at Nicole, which I get.
Wasn't trying to smash Nicole's his sister.
Bad. Let me speak on her again.
You know
again.
How we feel about Mbusha.
Mbusha.
Yeah, I like that. I want some Mbusha.
My God. And the way they talked her up, no makeup on, but she had thick eyebrow. I mean, she was crazy.
And had seven lines in the whole movie.
And she killed them all.
Killed them all.
Facial expressions, energy, body language.
Did it.
She murdered.
Facial you know expressions. In the same way when the cop showed up at the end and she was like, this nigga lying to y'all.
Right. And she was like,
mm-hmm.
I know what this nigga doing. Nah. Yeah. He straight up lying to y'all.
This nigga lying to y'all.
Right.
Right? Like, not even on his side.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until she realized that he had done all of this for her. And she never even said anything.
She didn't say nothing.
But her face, as soon as he was like, and my sister.
He says, if I'm going to do this, you got to make sure my sister comes too.
Yeah.
And then she turned around and was like, because, man, come on, bro.
Mm-hmm.
He said that scene when he was like, why don't you go mess with Esteban then? He got good heroin too.
Yeah.
She was like, but I don't like the way he looks at me.
Yep.
He looks at me like I'm some queen, some prince, some prize.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm nothing. And James treat me like I'm nothing. So that's why I rock with him, because he treat me the way I feel.
Yeah.
The way he's like, but you're not nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He says, she was like, she says, Miss, she said, I'm Francis. Mm-hmm. Thinks you something.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt Francis is a saint.
Yeah.
She don't count. She think everybody got good in them.
Mm-hmm.
So this dialogue was great. Yeah.
She love everybody.
She love everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't let nobody that love everybody like see something in me. It ain't genuine.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you.
That fucked me up, bro.
Man.
Yeah, man.
Man. The only time he ever
expressed
something like that.
Any kind of feeling, emotion. He even the girl he liked, he couldn't tell her.
Even his dad. Like when his dad tried to dad him. He was like, you ain't been around.
You ain't been around. You're my daddy, bro.
I don't say what the fuck I want to say.
And then looked at him.
And looked at him. And his dad didn't have nothing to say. Like, come on, don't come. You ain't been around.
Yeah, stop that.
Don't tell me what to say.
I ain't even seeing you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
but when it came to his sister,
that's that.
I love you.
Taking care of his sister.
Fucked her up.
Taking care of his sister, you know what man. I'm saying? And then after it all goes down, he goes to link up with Pops at the park.
At the park.
And his dad is, you know, I've been pissed waiting off. An hour. You know what I mean? I don't let two fish go by without such and such
so
and such.
So you got me $2 or poor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What you got to say about that, man?
Yeah.
You got to be on time. A real man, he's on time. He's just venting. He's just running off at the mouth, not paying attention.
And then them tears drop.
Man.
What do you think is the significance of them tears dropping? What was that all about? I know exactly,
bro. I've been holding this in for months or all my life.
Mm-hmm.
He's never, even when the friend died, when the girl got killed, even when Chucky, who he really did love, got killed, stupid as hell, but he died, he got killed, all this death around him.
When Jake got beat the fuck down.
Yeah. When he saw his sister strung out on the bed, like he just is emotionless, stoic.
Yeah.
No response, no emotional response. He swallowed all that.
Yeah.
He boiled over, bro.
Yeah.
He boiled over. And his father, he said, you're just a little boy. He said, you can't, you over here, if you're going to be a little boy, stay away from me.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to be a man, if you're going to be over here, be on time, be punctual. He has no clue what type of man shit his son was doing.
I'm still a kid.
It's all said and done. I'm a boy.
Yeah.
And he finally won the chess game.
Yeah.
He finally won the chess game. And it was not bittersweet. It was just bitter.
Yeah. And it's almost like them tears was escaping.
Yeah.
Like
he was trying to hold him in.
He was trying to hold him in. But
so breathing just, heavy, almost yeah. hyperventilating.
Yeah.
Like, and his father knew. His father like, this boy got the world on his shoulders, yes. man.
Yeah.
And unbeknownst to me.
Yeah.
But I'm reading it on my son's face.
He can barely release. Like he can, you know what I mean? Like it was, God. And then I was like, again, like this movie is as straightforward as it is. There's a lot of little like side things and, you know, and again, I don't want to be looking too far, but it almost was kind of like, I didn't feel like it, but I was just like, was he like, Daddy, you should have been protecting me.
Yeah.
And protecting us from all of this.
I think there was no dialogue and that was the last scene of the film to leave up to our own interpretation.
Yeah.
Like what you think it meant. I think it meant all that.
I think it's what you said, which is, look at what I've been holding in. You know what I mean? Like, look at all this shit fucking around me that I've had to do.
The stuff that he did in this film, he shouldn't have to do any of it.
Right.
You're supposed to be able to come home to your dad, my dad, this is what I'm up against. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Your son is out here selling drugs. You talking about a chess game?
Yeah.
Your son is out here getting shot at. You talking about a chess game?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was all by himself.
All by himself.
Mm-hmm.
His sister couldn't love him the way he needed to be loved.
She strung out.
Where's his mom at? We don't even know
where his
mom.
We don't even know where his mom at.
I got a theory because I know we're about to end this thing. Mm-hmm. I got a theory. Fresh, his real name is Mike. And protective custody, they moved him to North Carolina first, where his mom lived.
Ooh.
And then Mbusha went off to college, got his sister together, and she went on and did her thing.
Mm-hmm.
And mom got a new job in Inglewood, California.
Multiverse.
And took Mike to Inglewood. Mike, he dropped that movie. He dropped Fresh.
Yep.
He dropped Fresh in New York and became Mike. And then mom sent him out. It was her and her little baby boy.
Hella.
Moved him. Uh-huh.
Hella multiverse there.
Yeah.
Hella multiverse.
And Mike ended up in trouble out there.
Yeah.
But he smoothed it out. He had better friends around him.
Because he could finally be a kid.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he could finally relax a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's get into some awards.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the MVP?
MVP is for sure Fresh.
It's got to be Fresh.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you could make an argument for his dad.
Okay, all right. Because he taught him the game of life.
Yes.
Through that chessboard.
Yes.
That chessboard.
I don't think Fresh learned... Whatever, this is what's really interesting. Whoever Fresh is, the 13-year-old we see, is a byproduct of the molding of his daddy.
Really, really? Because even though he didn't have the nurturing of his father, he had the seriousness, he had to, think. Matter of fact, I take these boards, take these last three, these last three moves back and do it again.
Yeah.
Pay attention,
pay
son.
Attention.
You know what I'm saying?
Right? Like,
watch. Don't just move. Look.
This ain't chess. I mean, this ain't checkers.
Yeah,
this is chess.
Chess,
right? When he says, you know, you just out here surviving,
right?
Just as long as you ain't drowning, you okay. Right? Nah. Like, so an argument could be made that like his dad gave him the game.
Yeah.
Taught him chess.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't have been capable of getting himself and his sister out if he hadn't spent all of those years
learning how to
play chess.
Watch and react and think, plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, strategize.
Yeah. But I think Fresh is still the MVP.
Right.
Because nobody else could have seen the board
the way he did. Right.
His daddy wouldn't have been able to.
Right.
The only person that could do all of these different things. Was him.
Yes, sir.
I mean, and he had the bread stacked. It almost argue if stacked. Like this was his plan all along.
Mm-hmm.
Because aside from that little beat where he talks about the cars he's gonna buy, and he does have that like one day I'm gonna get a millionaire. Someday. Yeah.
Yeah. But he knew about longevity and the delayed gratification.
Yeah. He had all of that bread saved. So it almost like if you really want to have fun with it, you'd be like, yep. Like, he got into the game to save him and his sister.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
this plan, I'm only selling drugs because one day I'm going to use this money to get me and my sister out the projects.
That, you know, there could be an argument there because Fresh is frugal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
his homeboy Chucky was like, man, you got all, I know you got the money somewhere. You say all the money you're running for Esteban and Corky, man. I know you got bread. Why you dressed so bummy? You so regular.
Yep. The only thing that we see him buy is a candy bar.
The Milky Ways.
Yep. He had the candy bar. Mm-hmm. It was sitting on the train track.
You need those.
Who's the LVP?
Not Chucky. He needed. He's very important. Chucky was very.
If he didn't play a role, he'd be the LVP.
He's probably the bit. Yeah. If he didn't play a role, he used Fresh used his insignificance to for good.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
yeah,
absolutely.
I think the LVP could be Esteban's henchman, homie that was behind the table doing the count.
Yes,
because he didn't get the count straight. Right? Like, you know, so A, like, he was short a tab, and then got murked at the first time put in action.
You talking about Chili?
Chili, yeah.
Chili goofy ass. You had the 12-gauge, nigga.
Right, how?
You don't have to hop out the front of the bodega and stand over him, and you got killed too. Shoot him from over there, bro.
How do you have a drop on somebody, let somebody come out the store?
Already shot up and done.
And get blasted.
You walk into killing, getting killed too.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you don't shoot, he was going to bleed out.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to get away.
Yeah.
Let him bleed out, bro.
He was, to me, the weak link.
Yeah.
Of, because even Jake wasn't a weak link of the organization.
Nah.
Right? Like.
He kind of was. Remember, he made the streets hot. For Corky.
This is
like
true.
Kill him, but I give him a
true, right?
He was a dumb soldier.
He was a dumb.
But he was, yeah.
But he wasn't a weak link.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
Chili,
and
you know.
He was loyal.
Yes.
He said, man, I've been working for you. We've been working for you for 3 years.
Yeah.
Even the homie was like, bro, I've been with Jake. Mm-hmm. Jake is a lot of shit. He a hothead.
Mm-hmm.
He a shooter. He a killer.
Mm-hmm.
But he not a disloyal motherfucker, bro. I've been with this nigga all the time. I've never seen no shit like that. He vouched for the nigga and got fucked up too.
Homie, but you know what? That was, homie spoke up.
He was like, I don't know what the fuck. He said, this is the craziest shit I ever heard in my life. That's hilarious.
Yes.
He said, hey,
yeah.
Yo, this
yeah, yeah.
He had the gun on him. He was like, bro, this is the craziest shit I heard in my life.
Man, Jake never saw it coming.
Jake was
leaning up his wall.
He said, "The fuck, are you motherfucker?" Jake had no clue.
That was so funny. Jake never saw it coming. He never saw it coming.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Because I know we got to get about it.
What the fuck? Yeah. So for me, Chili is the LVP.
Okay, I like it.
I'm trying to think of anybody else
or James.
Which one is James?
James the pimp.
Yeah.
James is easy.
But James, like to me, like James.
James is, needed to be there to make Esteban jealous.
Yeah.
So he needed.
Yes.
So he is. You're right. So he's not the LVP.
Yes.
Chili was a weak link because the dude that walked Jake, that walked Esteban up into the project to go see Nikki, he was solid.
Yeah.
He's like, bro, you should go home. We just killed some niggas. We just hit a mission.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so let's just go home and lay low. Nah, nigga, I'm about to go see my chick, man, and make up with her.
Yeah.
All right, bro, let me at least walk you to the door, bro.
Yep.
He walked him to the door.
Solid.
Came home, smoked a cigarette, came downstairs and left.
Solid.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, Chili.
Yeah.
Chili.
Overacting award.
Overacting award will go to Chucky.
It's gotta go to Chuck.
Yeah, the mad moves, son. The mad moves. I got the ill moves. I got bust all the biggest moves.
I want to know where Chucky is today. Like the guy that played Chucky.
Yeah, Chucky, man.
It was a brilliant casting.
Oh yeah, he was a great Chucky.
He was a great Chucky. He was an
amazing Chucky, bro. Yeah, man. You talking about Luis Lantigua?
I hope he's having a good life.
Yeah, me too.
He played that role so well.
Yes.
Like
so authentic. I know him. I promise you.
Chucky is so dumb, but so believable.
Yes.
And if the actor doesn't play Chucky like that,
it's not as effective.
It's not as effective.
Nah.
It's not as effective. Mm-hmm. He did such a great job. He overacted his ass off.
He said, even when he's like, bro, you're supposed to be my, I thought you was my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Friend don't talk to people like that.
Yeah.
You embarrass me in front of the people, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Chucky was so stupid, but he was like, it took him a minute to be like, you know what, fuck you, I ain't gonna talk to you no more, man. You ain't my nigga no more.
Yeah, that's what, you know what, that's what he was saying.
In Chucky's world, fresh, why you treat me so bad, bro? I'm, put me on with your people.
Yes.
Let's run this together and take over, man. He had two straps.
I got the straps.
I got two guns, you, one for you, one for me. Let's take over,
I got the straps.
And he like he could understand why Fresh was like, no, get rid of the gun.
Yeah.
No, nigga.
No, we out here for this. For,
I got your back. He had his back. Mm-hmm. He said, man, to me. He said, shout if somebody come.
Yeah.
Fuck shout, nigga. I'm going to blast their ass.
Right, right.
Chucky was the dumbest. So he was Tommy.
Yeah.
He was Tommy that grew up to be Tommy from the Power.
He's Rico.
He's Rico.
Right,
but Rico was disloyal.
Rico was disloyal.
But initially he was a higher. He was a strong soldier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and he was a strong soldier that played his position for a while.
Yeah,
but I don't think Chucky would have.
I mean, I think in Chucky's mind, he was always better than Fresh.
Yeah,
he thought like I'm better.
You on? Why you ain't putting me on?
Yeah, I'm better than you.
Yeah.
I know better than you.
Right.
I know more than you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm smarter than you. And Chucky's mine because Chucky only understands bombast.
Yeah.
He only knows peacocking.
Yeah.
And Fresh not peacocking.
Yeah.
So you're not fresh. So you don't know. You're not dressing fresh.
So you must not know shit.
You ain't got no strap. You don't know. You're not busting no dope moves. Yeah, you went with Esteban.
But you're not busting the dope moves.
Yeah.
I got the dope moves.
I got the dope moves. I got the stupid dope moves.
But I got the stupid dope
moves. I got the stupid dope moves.
And when it's all said and done, bro.
Yeah.
I got to say this before we leave.
Uh-huh.
Fresh, I love you, man. Man, I would have hung with you. I would have hung with Fresh for sure in high school and college. I mean, middle school, college.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh, at the end of the day, was a snitch.
Yes.
Damn, Fresh.
Yes.
Fresh was a snitch, man.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Fresh.
He became an informant.
Yes.
Protective custody.
But it was almost like
for the greater good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in this particular instance, it's like, it's about my sister.
This might be the only time I watched a movie when I was like, fuck it. He snitched. So what?
And what's
he needed to.
And not only, damn, because you bringing out some shit.
I know.
It's almost like, not only is Fresh a snitch, but he's disloyal.
Man. Yeah.
He's heartless.
Man.
Right?
Right.
Damn.
Yeah.
He has bad traits.
Well, I promise you, I watched it. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Fresh is snitching. When the cops came in, he was like, right before y'all came in, he threw it under the bed.
Yeah.
Esteban was like, bro, okay. I might be allowed to cheating on my wife, okay?
Yeah.
I'm fucking your sister and keeping her doped up.
Yeah.
But, bro, I was showing you the way, and I had your back.
I had
even
your back.
Even after busting the mission, I'm like, bro, make sure my little man get home.
Yeah. Yep.
Then you get dumped the guns, then dumped the whip.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure he had his back.
Esteban almost looked a little like God when Jay Reed. You know what I mean?
Jay Reed, you ain't no cop, Jay Reed.
Yeah. The way he looked, he was incensed.
He said, bro, when they pulled the gun up, he was like, what?
Yeah.
And they pulled the first key of coke.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, then he pulled two more keys. He said, what the fuck? He lost it.
Yeah.
He said, get the fuck out of here. What is happening?
I can't.
That is not my shit.
Yeah. Like,
he don't hide dope. That's Nikki's spot for her. He don't got no dope there. I don't know.
And
guns.
That's, you know, when
that's a safe haven.
That's why, like, whenever Fresh speaks, it almost like gets everybody attention.
Everyone stops and listens.
Because he don't talk that much. Right. So when he goes, she's scared.
She said.
Everybody was like, the fuck? But he had his story.
She only saying that because she's scared.
If it wasn't for the fact, like, because also Fresh is sadistic. Right.
He like, hung the dog. I said, bro, why are you killing the dog, man?
Why are you killing the dog?
Let him go.
Why are you killing the dog?
You wanted to protect him at first.
Yeah.
From the fighting.
Is it a metaphor? Is he killing his innocence?
I think so.
You know, like.
Something.
But he But
why
the
hang
dog.
The nigga, though?
Hang the nigga.
And then walk off for a minute.
And then blast him.
Yeah.
Shot the dog.
Blew his whole shit off.
Double killed the dog. Doesn't make any sense.
How you shoot a kid? How you shoot a dog? Damn it, what is that, 38 down there? And he already getting hung. He already dying.
Why hang him?
Damn, bro.
Yeah. So Fresh, even though like, even though he gets his sister out the game, Fresh is fucking sadistic. So
Fresh, if Fresh is not Big Mike in the Wood,
yeah.
Another reason why I think he is, maybe they had remember the bet?
Yeah.
You remember the bet?
Mm-hmm. I've been
in the wood.
Yeah.
He had in the alleyway, and there was a jar of bread they were saving. That's Fresh, bro. And if that's not him, that nigga's a psychopath.
A serial killer.
He might be
killer.
Like a Dexter, though.
Yeah.
He's going to be like a Dexter.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, saying. Killing, going in city to city, killing gangsters. Man, drug dealers.
Because he's got some serial killer tendencies. Mm-hmm. Like the way he would be sitting and drifting off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, staring.
Where you going?
Staring at the.
Fresh, where do you be going when you do that?
That was probably the scene where him and Chucky is out there and Chucky's like, it's quiet here.
Yeah.
I get lonesome.
Yeah. Chucky is a boy too, man.
Right.
Dang.
Okay. So, Fist.
Fist.
How are we ranking Fresh?
Real quick, before I get this answer, I know we got to go.
Let me straight.
We might end up doing this shit again because if I can get Sean Nelson here, one day.
Yeah.
Sean, have you ever watched this, bro? I would love to interview you, bro, and talk about this film from your point of view as a young actor making this film or even the director.
Yeah.
Brother Yakin.
Find him.
He did a great job, bro. So the Fist I give for this film.
Yeah.
All right. So I saw some weird cuts. I saw a couple overacting scenes. But overall, and there was a couple scenes that just kind of were just thrown in there, it seemed like. But when it's all said and done, they were necessary. They might have been abruptly put in there and edited, but they were necessary. I give this film, me personally, because of how it played out, I'm gonna give it 5, man.
Yeah.
So the boy carried it. This little kid carried the film.
Bro. Yeah. I'm with you. Mm-hmm. There's some technical flaws.
For sure. For
there's
sure.
some oddities, but I've never seen a movie like it. It is such a unique movie, such a unique story. Mm-hmm. It's so well acted.
Yes.
Every decision makes sense. Like the scene with Abuela in the
It started off dope. We thinking this is a little boy coming over to pick up his friend to go to school, like my boy Ray's to come to my house and talk to my dad. Well, I'm getting dressed to go to ready for school.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the girl already went to school already. He's just coming to get her, but she already left.
Yeah.
No, he's here to do business with the grown ass woman.
Mm-hmm.
You're eating cookies and milk, but hey, I need that dope too.
Yeah.
I need 5.
And what I like about it is that in many respects there is no like great message here, right? Like
it's right.
It's like there's not like a theme. You know what I mean? Like you know, fathers love your kids, or no, there's none of that.
There's
here.
No happy ending.
There's no happy ending.
This kid is suffering. He's suffering at the end.
Like if you've got to watch Fresh because it's an artistic hood movie.
Yes,
it's an impressionist.
Yes,
whatever term they use to describe non-conventional art.
Right,
right. Like you know. That's what Fresh is, and you need to see it.
It doesn't follow the story arc at the end where like the winner takes all.
Yeah, it's a non-traditional hood movie, right? Like it's different. This movie is different than Juice.
Yes,
it's different than New Jersey Drive.
Right,
it's different than Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the Hood, and that's all I'm gonna say real quick. Sean Nelson that plays Fresh or Trey, little Trey from Boys in the Hood. Them two little dudes were dope ass actors.
I don't think little Trey could have played Fresh.
You don't?
Okay,
that's the same little kid from Harlem Nights.
So here's why. Because Fresh, I don't like Lil Trey, even going back to Harlem Nights, been mean his whole life. He seemed mean.
Right.
He act mean. Like he
but
don't
in
never
Boys in the Hood, we saw a little difference.
But even then he was like, bitch, I'll kick your ass. Right? Yeah. Like, you know.
I'll get my brother shoot you in the face.
Yeah, look. Kenny played the that kid side the way that
could Trey, because the young Trey from Boys in the Hood play fresh. Yeah. They're around the same age in both of these films.
Yeah.
I think he could. What y'all think?
That's a great question.
Would y'all replace the two kids? Could y'all swap the two kids for those two different roles?
What's the guy that plays Fresh?
Sean Nelson.
If you put Sean Nelson in Boys in the Hood, it's the same movie.
Uh-huh.
100% the same movie, because I think he could have totally played young Trey. If you put young Trey in Fresh, does it fundamentally change the movie?
I don't think so. It's
interesting.
I like that kid, man. I like
that kid.
You know what I'm saying?
I just wonder if he could do like the non-dialogue stuff. We know that here's the point that I think I'm trying to make. We know that young Trey can play the gangster side of Fresh.
Right.
We know he can pull that off.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if young Trey could have played the other side of Fresh.
Dang, you don't think so? I think so.
I mean, that's why it's such a great what if. Right. Like, that's an awesome what if job, because it's
Desi Arnaz Hines.
Yes, Desi Arnaz Hines.
Desi Arnaz Hines the second.
Yeah. I mean, I still think that our guy that played Fresh would ultimately, I think I would enjoy his version of the movie.
Oh yeah, I would. I'm not over them. I wouldn't switch. I don't need to flop him. But that is interesting.
That's a great question.
I would never switch Sean Nelson for anybody. He was a great Fresh.
You have to see Fresh. The reason why it's for me to finish up why it's Five Black Fists is you have to see this movie to complete what I think is the hood movie circle.
Yeah.
Right?
There's other hood films out there that we're going to do. There's other hood. But the ones we've covered so far, Fresh is one of them that you got to put in there.
Infinity Stones. Like, if you're doing like Infinity Stones of hood movies, you got to have Boys in the Hood.
Uh-huh.
You got to have Menace to Society.
Right.
You got to have Juice.
New Jack City.
You got to have New Jack City.
Mm-hmm.
And Fresh is the one
I believe so.
That you need as well.
And Fresh is probably the least favorite or the least popular.
Right.
I won't say the least favorite, the least popular, because for some reason, maybe it's just a push. Maybe it's the director wasn't known yet. But you got the guy. Movie. You got in Boucher. You got Carl. You got brother Esposito. Mm-hmm. You got actors in that film, bro. You know what I'm saying? So,
and it brings you into this world.
Yeah,
like it's aged phenomenally.
You got Samuel. You got Sam Jackson.
You got Sam Jackson.
This is a movie that you have to see.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Sam was in New Jack.
Aged so well.
Yeah. Yeah,
like it didn't feel, even though I know this movie is 94 or whatever year.
94.
Man, it didn't feel 94.
Nah.
It didn't feel old because the story is not relying upon time.
Right.
You know, you're
right.
It's just like really good characters. A really, just really awesome performance.
Because this kid, Fresh, could be 13 in 2023 right now in the Bronx.
Yes.
And this, every single thing.
You could do it the same way.
Same way.
You could do it the same way.
Basketball, fighting pit bulls.
Yep.
You know, heroin, cocaine, base.
100%.
Everything's
100%.
The same.
100%. And every part of the movie works.
Milky Ways.
Yep.
Are still cracking right now.
The same thing.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. Fresh, go watch it, please.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sean Nelson. You know what I'm saying? Sam Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And Boucher Wright. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man.
Man.
I loved it. I think this is a great film. And it's not, like, once again, it's not as popular as the Juices or the New Jack Cities, Boys in the Hoods, Men's Society. But to me, it deserves to be in there. A hood classic. The little dude. He killed that role.
Yeah.
Without many lines.
Without many lines.
He might have had the least lines out of most of the people around him.
And was believable.
Super believable.
That's the whole thing, is that he's believable. Mm-hmm. I'm realizing now that I want to change my nickname.
Okay.
Busta Tone Moves was dope.
Yeah, it was.
But now that I think about it.
What's your name, man?
Call me Tone E.
Tone E. Yeah. Not Tony.
Yeah, not Tony.
Tone E.
From here out.
Son.
Son, you call me Tone E.
You feel me, B?
I'm not Tony no more. Call me Tone E.
And I busted. Chuck E. Tone E.
Like Chuck D. Tone E, and I bust the dope moves.
The stupid dope moves.
Hey,
man.
Nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up and down, son. Hey, that's another episode of Blackbusters, man.
Yeah.
And man, thank y'all for coming, man. Pause. And I appreciate y'all. We see y'all next time. Big Ja.
Tone E.
E with the dope moves.
With the dope moves.
Yes, stupid indeed. Dope moves. The stupid dope moves. Be good or be good at it. We catch y'all next time, man. Love life to the max.
Blackbusters.
Shop Amazon for last minute gifts. Great deals for everyone on your list. Gifts for mom and gifts for dad. Even for your sister and your brother Chad. Ah shoot, we didn't realize we were supposed to get a gift for our dog walker guy. We almost forgot about our dentist Dr. Kerr. We didn't expect to get a gift from her. Or our cousin, I forget his name. He got us something nice, better reciprocate. For last minute deals on gifts for people you forgot. Get fast and free shipping at